This is the Normal Nerds Podcast, where two very normal dudes talk about very nerdy stuff and whatever else we feel like talking about. I'm your host, Maxwell Cerisi.
And I'm your host, who is always down for a good tournament arc, Davis Bates.
This episode is our weekly anime review, so sit back, relax, and welcome to the Normal Nerds Podcast. All right, David.
Yo.
Weekly anime review.
Let's go.
Got free anime on the board.
Yes, we do. Everything's back and ready to go, and I'm so pumped, and I don't remember the order that we were doing it in.
Well, our order is not based on what shows we think are the best. We just put the show we think is the best of the season first.
Yes.
So we put Solo Leveling first.
Yes, yes, yes.
It will... The way it's going.
It's on its way to be something
like,
else.
Yeah, it seems like it definitely seems like it's going
to
be a contender.
Not to hop on that hype train, but...
It's deservingly so. Yeah, let's just jump right into it. Solo Level Season 1, obviously.
Did you say Season 3?
Oh, I was going to say Episode 3.
Oh, okay. It's like, Jesus.
No.
A little ahead of yourself there, Flair.
Episode 3. This was such a good episode.
Yeah, it was wild. It was wild. We all go down there?
Yeah. Don't. Oh, okay. I'll let you know if nothing.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. I don't want to get out all my good content here and this going to the ether.
I'll let you know.
All right. But anyways, yeah. No. Phenomenal episode. Episode 3. This was a lot more of. I really want to know what's going on with him.
I know.
It seems like he's in a video game.
He does.
And it feels like a video game.
It does. The thing about it too is I feel like. The one thing he's not, maybe because it's just the world of these gates opening and all this kind of stuff, or what are they called? Portals? What are they called?
I think it's gate.
It's gates.
I think it's a gate.
Is that what they call them? Okay. Just make, I don't remember. Yeah, because the key is the instant dungeon. What was that, an instant dungeon?
Instant dungeon. Instance dungeon? Instance dungeon.
So maybe he's used to just weird things happening in the world.
Because if they're open for too long, it's a gate break, right? Or no, it's a dungeon break. Gates. We're calling him Gates until we watch the episode again.
there was a show called Gate.
Yeah.
Where, like, the similar thing kind of happens. Yes. Like Gates. I don't think you watched it, but
no.
It was really good. But the reverse happened in this one, where in Solo Leveling, like, they go, guns don't work on them. They go into the fantasy world and guns do work. So, kind of the fantasy world. Yeah, they know magic.
Yeah.
That's cool and all. Uh-huh. But bullets. But anyways.
Conventional weapons.
So maybe he's used to, like, all this weird stuff happening.
Maybe,
which
yeah.
is, like, fine. But my entire life existence would collapse.
Yes.
If this thing appeared in front of me.
Yes.
I'd be like, wait a minute.
This screen.
What is this world?
What is going on?
Is this God?
Like, yeah. Is this, like, it's like, and, like, it's literally, he calls it, like, a video. He calls the screen, it's like a video game.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, that would give me an existential crisis there. It's like, so am I just living in a video game? Is this a simulation?
Yeah, that's right.
That would be,
right?
I lose my mind. But he's like, okay, well,
but maybe they're just, because one thing that...
On the same note, though, if, like, you know, I could just start buffing myself.
Yeah, and healing all exhaustion.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Could you imagine doing legs and then healing all your exhaustion?
It's called steroids.
Yeah. I still want to have kids someday, though. So.
Yeah. But if it was a magical spell, it'd be really cool.
Oh, yeah. It's totally, totally different, which is magic.
Yeah, our magic is science.
Yes.
But, one thing I really liked about this episode, too, is that they showed that, like, how the gates have become so, like, commonplace in the world.
Yeah.
Like, how it's, like a traffic jam. Like, well, I love when they had the guys...
I would be so pissed if a gate appeared in front of me in my commute to work. I'd go into the gate myself and just start fucking bitching out the monsters. Yeah. Like, who the fuck do you think you are opening a gate right now, man? I got a job.
I'm late.
Yeah, I know.
I should be working from home.
I know.
Well, just do dad entry.
Yeah, they should be working from home. Like,
yeah, I know.
There's gates just open in the middle of the road.
I know.
Middle of the road. I do like how they are handling it so well, though. Like, there's a gate open, and they instantly pretty much had, like, police there or whatever, guild there, and there's, like, directing traffic around and all this stuff.
I did like a few, like, I hope this moves pretty fast.
I hope they close it soon.
I know, like, yeah. And they got, like, a whole weather, like, thing for it.
Desensitization!
I always thought, like, when it first started happening, that I was like, there's got to be, like, some app maker who's like,
I know.
Make a gate location app! Quick,
let's go!
Before anyone else does!
Come on, fast!
That was really cool. The one thing I like... So, like a moron, this kid's not the smartest, but he's so great. Love him.
Those are the best heroes, though.
Yeah. And he, it's like, there will be a penalty if you don't do this. And he's like, okay, whatever. That penalty was nuts.
For not exercising that day. That's what the task was.
which has to be the exercise, the strength training has to be a shout out to One Punch Man.
Oh, it's yeah, because like, it was so 100
basic. 100 push-ups, 100 sit-ups. I don't remember if he does a 10K run in One Punch Man or 5K.
Yeah, he does exercise. Yeah, he does cardio.
Yeah, no, but like the exact like
I think it was. It was he only does three things in One Punch Man, and I'm pretty sure it's those three things. But I could be wrong. But regardless, that would just like, yeah, why don't just do them and see what happens, kid? Like, what are you talking about?
No, it's literally, yeah, it was literally the exact One Punch Man. It's 100 push-ups, 100 sit-ups, 100 squats, which that's all he had, right. And a 10K run. That is funny. I love when anime shouts out.
That's so much fun. That's, yeah, what a moron. It's like, that's such a simple thing to do.
Yeah.
Less than the exercise I do now.
Yeah, we were talking about it. It's like, the 100 push-ups, 100 sit-ups, 100 squats, that's a joke. Like, yeah. That's so easy.
Yes.
The 10K run, that is something you would need to condition yourself. Like, if he never ran before.
I mean, yeah, sure. Like, but he's 100, though. His body's like.
Yeah, his body's a little more.
Which is, like, kind of cool. Like, I understand that, you know, it'd be awesome to be able to have this job where you go and slay monsters as, like, a living. That's sick. That's awesome. Super cool. If I got awakened in that world and I was literally rank E, I don't think I would do it. Because they talked about how, like. Even like lower base hunters, they recover faster than other people. Can you just imagine? You're not built good enough to be like in the NFL, but you're built well enough that you're just like better than everyone at the gym.
That's at baseline, he's
better than everyone at the gym. Well, probably.
Because I did like that one guy. He's practically a civilian.
I know.
Those guys I like a lot.
Yeah. Those two dorks that showed up, Mug and the Guild.
I like them. I don't. They just seem funny. Like the one guy's like so emo. He's just
like.
I meant like. Yes, obviously for a hunter it's easier, but I was thinking like in the concept of like giving it to like a regular person.
Yeah.
Like the 100 push-ups sounds like a lot, but in a day that's like not that much, even for someone who's like very weak.
Yeah.
But a 10K run, like that's like if you have to run it, run it. Like if you can just go like, you know, the fake jog.
Yeah.
Then anybody can do that. Almost anybody can do that. But
man, gotta get those tasks done in the morning because the punishment's nuts.
Yeah, I know.
For not you have to survive 4 hours in a desert. Centipede monsters.
Which it barely looked like he was running the entire time. Yeah. Running for 4 hours, he had to run a marathon at least.
Yes, and dodge in between all that time. Like, there's no break. He was just running the entire time. What a penalty. Like, holy shit. I love the penalty system, though. That's awesome.
That's cool.
Well, I can't wait till he, like, fails a dungeon or something like that.
I hope we don't see it again. Because I imagine it gets
progressively worse per the thing, yeah.
Also, I know you've probably seen this online, but it just popped my head. It is really funny. Is someone posted like this is not about solo leveling. Someone posted a thing about like marathons. And you know the story of the marathon.
Yeah.
It's the guy who ran from like Athens to Marathon, I think it was, or somewhere. And he like died.
Not to kill their babies.
And he died when he got there or whatever.
Yes.
And I just the person's like, so to celebrate this man, we all flex on him as hard as we can by running marathons and not dying.
It's a good point. I never thought of it that way.
Like, you died. Like,
look what happened to me. I finished. My heart didn't give out. Yeah. Ooh,
it's crazy. That's humans are a better long distance running animal than horses.
Oh, yeah, that kind of makes sense, I guess. Because they got so much mass on.
Yeah, they do.
You know, that's
they
tough.
Are huge. But anyways, solo leveling. Yeah. Then
also, what a lie of the world. Of the solo leveling's world. Like when those two guys came in, it's like sometimes. So the way you're born, when you awaken. You never get any stronger ever, unless you do. It's like if you have a second awakening, it's like you just have a second awakening. Okay, cool.
I wonder how rare it is.
It must be rare, but like,
they made it out like it wasn't rare.
Yeah, like, yeah. We thought it was like this is the only explanation.
But then the guy who's in charge of the Hunters Guild, which is part of the guild system. There's like five hunters guilds that there's five guilds that like hire hunters, and one of the guilds decided to name their guild the Hunters Guild, which is the most original and confusing name ever.
Yep, D-bags.
But he literally said he's like, we don't have any second awakening people.
Okay.
It must be pretty rare because that guild's pretty big.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I guess that makes sense. But still, regardless, like.
But they like they were like I feel
they're
like
adamant that
I feel like I don't I didn't read the manga, but I feel like he when he wrote the manga like the first like few because like what an episode is usually what like. A few chapters or something of
sure.
a manga. Like,
I sure. Like, I don't know.
But I feel like he probably wrote like the first like four and was like, yeah, it can never happen. Then he was like, no, that's kind of lame. Yeah. No, there's this thing called Second Awakening.
You can definitely level up. So stupid.
But I was worried that it was like he did Second Awakening because I wanted him to be special.
Mm-hmm.
And he is special.
Mm-hmm. He is special. He's super special.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then that cool. And he's getting items. He literally broke an apple with his hand. He's got D&D stats.
He doesn't have D&D stats. I like he has a fatigue bar and all this stuff. That's who, how fun would that be to have? Just like, to know your body's exact limits.
Yeah, like HP.
Oh,
like, that'd be sick.
So cool.
Like
so
if you're
cool.
just like standing there, all of a sudden your HP just starts going down. And you're like, what?
What's going on? What's going on?
What's going on inside? What's
ah! No, so that was wild. I'm very interested to see how this just keeps going, because he's going to start getting items. Like, he has an instance dungeon right now. He's going to start getting items that are, cool. The key was awesome. Like, it puts him in a different dimension, but it's still, like, overlays.
I wonder what it is. It's just a nerdy thing, but man, keys are just always cool.
They are dope, yeah. Yeah. You know, especially when there's open shit like that. Like, that I don't know. Like, I don't know.
Like,
but...
And then there's this key that opens a cool thing, and you're yep. just like, instead of like, go to the cool thing and just open it. It's like, no, but there's a key
for it. And also, key is designed super cool.
I can see that because like Legend of Zelda definitely got me into like, yeah, keys. Because you like in Ocarina of Time, you just got to collect keys to open up boxes and stuff.
Yep.
Chests. But, and the but, boss key is special looking.
Oh, nice, nice.
Yeah,
nice,
so
nice.
It's like that. Right when you got that, I was like,
But I'm interested to see what happens going forward, because he's going to start getting more unique items like that people don't have. So
yeah.
one of these times someone important is going to see the items that he shouldn't.
Yeah, and I did like how they were like, we're going to have to keep an eye on this, put it in the specialized folder.
Yeah.
And so like, I like how it seems like they're like, kind of like forgetting about it right now.
Yeah.
But they're like, we're going to keep an eye on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to, well, once he just starts doing anything cool, maybe that's why I think that's an alternate version of him.
I think it's an alternate version of him.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Or
you just think that's what he looks like in the future?
I think he's going through a level up.
Yeah, okay, that's what you think. I was wondering if, like, oh man, I hope it's just a level up. That'd be kind of cooler. But yeah. I was wondering if it was, like, an alternate version of him. Maybe that he just, like, it's a disguise.
Maybe. So it could be that. Yeah, it could be that.
He's not that smart, though, but, like...
I know he's not that smart. But he has an intelligence stat.
Oh, that's true. That is true. He's getting smarter.
Yes, he can get smarter. Yeah. He can. We can rebuild him. Yeah. So maybe he knows that. I don't know. I just thought... I still think the older version looks too close to him, but that's anime, though, so it wouldn't really matter.
I mean, yeah. And Superman just wore glasses.
This is the truth. This is true. So, I don't know. That'd be really
interesting. And Wonder Woman didn't wear anything. She didn't change her face at all.
No. I think some versions where she puts on glasses, too. It's like, we got it, guys.
But this episode, we also got the very sadness of his mom collapsing. And it's, what was it called?
With like forever sleep disease.
Yeah, I know.
It's like... what the hell?
And they did such a jerk job. They showed us her real quick in this episode where she looks frail and awful. And then when she collapsed, she looked totally fine.
It's like, oh, you've been stuck with this for a while.
And I'm like, what is this? Well, it sounds like it's just awful. And like the doctor's kind of a dick about it. He's like, yep, there's nothing we can do. So,
get bent. That poor mom. Oh, my God. Come in contact with too much mana. How'd she even come in contact with too much mana?
Well, they said just the gates just being
opening.
Like, affecting everyone.
That would suck, dude. Like, magic is introduced into the world, and then you're allergic to it.
Yeah,
that would suck.
Also, you know, I didn't think about that. That would give me an existential crisis, too. It's like, if these gates all of a sudden opened, and all of a sudden I was just awakening with powers, I'd be like, dude, have we always had this inside of us?
Maybe, I don't know.
Like, what's going on here?
I'll take it, though.
I mean, it depends. If I woke up with, like, an E rank, I'd be like, no.
Yeah, I'd be like, we should look into this
yeah,
and figure out what exactly it is. Yeah. And no one else should use their power until we figure it all out.
Yeah. And exactly the conditions for a second awakening.
Exactly.
I mean,
yes.
We all would benefit from that, right?
Correct. You know, we should dump all of our money into it.
Just give me the information first. I'll double check that it's working.
Yep, I'll be the lab rat on that one. Yeah. I'll make sure. I'll take the bullet for you guys. Don't worry.
Yeah. And then the ending, which was awesome, was the goblins, who were very organized for goblins.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have been crapping my pants.
Oh, yeah.
And then the wolf thing, which howled, which I didn't like.
No, that means there's more of them.
Yeah.
Because it's a low-level thing. The only problem with that is that, like, it's super cool that he's in this dungeon and everything. But I'm like, I would have gone through a couple more, like, days of strength training to get some more stat points before I would do anything like this. Because, like, he was still having a hell of a time with the goblins. And his knife broke then.
Yeah. I imagine what we were talking about. Imagine it gave him the dungeon at a time where I thought he could complete it.
You're right.
I think.
Probably, because he's probably completing quests at his level.
Yeah, but we also don't know.
Yeah, that's true.
The punishment
was insane.
Yeah, he completed it, but...
Barely. He literally down to the second.
Yeah, so we'll see. Also, what was that thing called? Steel-fanged, steel-jawed lichen?
Yeah.
That was cool.
That was sick. That penalty was like the game... Just imagine the game creators, or if he's in an NPC, the game creator's just like, oh, you don't want to listen to me, huh, bitch? Let's go.
Yeah. I really think that's what it was.
That's what, yeah,
and we'll
like,
see.
There
was
a
scene. We are trying to go look back in the end credits. You said you thought it was him. I hope it is him or isn't him, but whatever. There was a scene in the end credits where there's one person watching, like, 50 yeah. TVs.
Well, the end credits are him, like, running through, like, a psych ward.
It is. Well, maybe he's crazy.
Maybe he's great. Wouldn't that be the twist?
That'd be a horrible twist.
That'd be a horrible
That would be really bad.
Yeah.
That'd be,
that
that'd
would
be,
not be okay with
that's
that.
High school level writing.
Yeah, I would not like, be okay
and
with
then
that.
At the end, he was crazy all along.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he was actually the one with the eternal sleep. It's just a dream to him.
Oh, my God. That was another good thing I liked was Jinwoo. I think her name is Jinwoo.
Yeah.
She's, like, very traumatized and also super in love with him.
Yeah.
And the other guy who I liked, who I hope comes back with
yeah.
the missing arm.
Yeah, yeah, the
he
leader.
Was cool. That
yeah.
guy was cool.
That guy was
dead. I hope the other guy comes back, though. The guy who ran out. He's like, yes.
I am and gets his fucking face punched
yes.
in.
Yes, yes.
Nourish. Fuck yeah. that guy.
But, yep, that was so leveling. Definitely, man, it's really good. If you're not watching it, watch
yeah,
it.
Hell yeah.
I say we go to our number two. Let's just, I'm going to order here now. Mashle, Magic and Muscles, season
Ooh,
two.
Oh, you think Mashle's better than Shangri-La Frontier?
No, 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 no. I said at the top of this, there's no... I said at the top of this, after the first one, we're not... None of the shows are ranked.
Okay.
The first one is the only one that we're saying is we think is the best. After that, I just want to go from... maybe... No, you know, let's go Shangri-La Frontier, only because it flows better, because like Shangri-La Frontier is like action, fantasy,
and comedy,
comedy yes. and then to a comedy.
Yeah, yeah.
Shangri-La Frontier... Man, this episode was so good.
Dude, that suit of armor is awesome. Yeah, that Robo Colossi is sick.
Yeah. The only thing I don't like about it is his feet.
Yeah, that's I agree it. With that. They're that's weird it. Screws. Like, I was like, wow. I didn't even notice feet. Because like, he's so cool. I didn't even notice feet till like, yeah. they like, to almost at the end. And I was like, ew. I don't like that. Why does he just have feet?
Yeah.
Why could you just give him feet? He was already cool enough.
I will say, man, just like the audio department on this show.
Yeah.
From the sound effects that thing made to the do 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 like, oh, the show was so cool.
So it's awesome. And I love all the items. The items are so cool. That item they used at the end to revive him. That was awesome.
She bought all of them.
I know. She did, yeah. That was great. But yeah, the start of the episode there, we pretty much see Ashura Kai get their asses kicked, which is good.
That was so cool. Yeah. I thought, like, it's such a cool idea. It just makes so much sense that, like, the Player Killer Guild is like, they're like, oh no, it's, well, I can't remember what part of Cyger Zero, what guild she's part of. I can't
the
remember.
Wolf something. I don't
yeah,
remember.
Whatever.
I don't remember.
And then all of a sudden, the other guilds, and it's just like, I love the idea of like all the players were like, we found out where you are. You're so
payback time.
Dead.
Oh, that yeah. Awesome. That was the best. And like everyone went, oh, I love when Cyger Zero just comes down. It's like, Cyger Zero's insane note writing of a that is such a high school thing to do too.
Yes.
It's like, I'm gonna think about this letter all week, and she wrote it was insane, and she immediately had to like, sorry, I don't have time, sorry.
Yeah, that was, I thought it was so funny one when she's like walking back. First of all, I love the couple, they're not a couple, hopefully they will be by the end of the show, of the random characters who are just always
the bow girl.
Yeah, bow girl who's always
Monster.
Ready to
her. Yeah.
But I like the kid clearly likes her. But I love how like they use them for explanations. Like,
yep.
What is the update?
And that's such
like,
a smart thing.
I hope they stay in the show forever.
Yeah,
and
me too.
I hope they end up like, I would actually be so happy with the show if the last scene was an SLF mini and it was their marriage.
Oh, that'd be funny. That'd be so funny. I hope that they're always just like, around and never actually interacting with the
yes.
characters. I hope the only interaction they ever had was when Sunraku was running into town
yeah.
at one time. I hope that's it.
Yeah, I hope. Yeah, they like aren't that important.
I don't want them in a quest. I don't want anything like that. No. I just want them around, always in town doing stuff like
yeah,
this.
Yeah, always in town where yeah. she's ready to throw down.
Yep. Oh, let's go. Yeah.
I'm a poet and didn't even know it.
Oh.
I thought that was awesome when they would attack that guild. Also, when he was like, "My bitch of a sister," I was like,
What a reveal. When he said that, I was like, what?
I was like, what is wrong with your parents?
Your family sucks.
Holy
your
family rip. Is you tortured kids, you, not kids, you tortured animals as children, both of
yeah,
you.
Yeah, both of you. You're bullet. You guys formed an assassin's guild. A yeah, player yeah. killer. You formed a guild literally based on killing, on ruining people's fun. That's what you do. You literally built a rainy day club.
Mm-hmm.
That's so annoying. That was hilarious, though. That reveal was like, my bitch of a sister,
yeah,
no!
I thought that was awesome.
And she was like, oh, I thought I heard I saw a loser.
Yeah, I know. That
I was
like, great.
Oh,
that
I was dying great. Laughing. What a, yeah, that family's insane.
Absolutely insane. Also, but like, this show, like, we've talked about it, I think, before the podcast, because Ben brought it up. Technically, there is, like, really no story, but there is a story.
Yeah.
It's not like a classic world ending story. It's just like the story going on in the game.
Yeah. And we're maybe moving what's outside the game.
Yeah. I don't even need anything outside of the game.
I mean they keep showing headquarters. So.
No, they do. Yeah. I'm just saying I wouldn't need it because the game is enough for me.
Oh, 100% it is. Yeah.
But because one thing, I was, when he put up the sign, like, don't disturb me, and his sister's just like, huh, like, whatever. And he's in his bed. I was like, I have never been more jealous of a VR game. I thought Sword Online, I would never be more jealous in that game. I have never been so jealous of a VR game.
Yeah.
This, look how intense it is. They put weeks of time. It looks so fun.
It looks so much fun. All I want to do is give it my life and play it right now. It looks like such a good time. Oh, I miss the days being able to do that till 4 in the morning. Game looks awesome.
The story, the lore, the items,
also, what a nice family. If I put that sign up, everyone in my family would go out of their way to try to interrupt me. Everyone would go out of their way. My little brother alone, I'd want to murder him.
Why?
Because Max was the one kid that I found every way to push my buttons. He made it an art.
Oh, so you would like, especially if you were in VR, because he'd be like messing with you.
He'd probably punch me in the balls. Yeah. It'd be horrible. Oh, and no one would just want to watch it and be like, okay, that's fine, but I'm busy, dude.
You can't watch this. It's VR.
Yeah, I know, yeah. But,
I'm streaming on Twitch.
yeah. So, that'd be insane. But that was, this boss fight is so cool.
It's super cool. It ended, I was like, no.
I thought when they opened the gate itself to go there, I thought that's when the show was going to end. Oh, I was like, okay. Don't do that. But just the wind slashes and like how they've like timed out that it's probably a time-based thing.
A condition-based.
Which means he has multiple phases.
I did love that. I love condition-based bosses. They're so like such, it's good not to have them all the time.
Yeah.
But I like condition-based bosses. I love how they explained it and they're like giving all the things they're going through. And I was like, this is nerd porn.
It is. It really is. I like how he's not even using his main weapons yet, the cool weapons he got.
The twin blades.
Yeah. I like how he's not even using those yet because like he doesn't need to yet. He's saving them.
Because he's got the skills.
Got the skill. That pendant's going to be important at some point.
Yeah, I know.
That Emul gave him.
It was cool, though. I did like it. It was just like, it's an idea. Just like, it's proof that you exist.
Yeah.
And I was like, first of all, the whole sequence with the bird showing up in Emul, that was great. I just love when the bird shows up. Some doctor was just like, what is that?
He's like, yeah, he called it the poison bird. The poison bird's back.
But Emul was like, get away from him. He's mine.
Yeah. And it was like, then he compared rabbits and birds together, and Emul was pissed. Yeah.
I wish Emul could have won.
Yeah.
But it makes sense that Emul could have won.
And it's like, this is a very serious situation right now. Like, they're trying to beat a boss.
I love the show so much. When I saw Emul drinking tea in the rabbit thing, I was like, oh, I'd love to have that. Mm-hmm. That little thing that just had rabbit, and everybody was like, what's that from? I'm like,
that'd be so hilarious.
You don't get it.
That'd be so hilarious.
But yeah, the fight was awesome. I love the fact that Pelticon's like, he's almost like a pro gamer, and then they show the pro gamer,
calculating all
moves here and there, and I was like,
That's so cool. I can't wait to see all the phases of their plan. I know they have so much planned into this. I want them to be.
Yeah. What was what's his friend's name? I can't remember.
Kitetsu or something like that.
I did like when Pentagon was like, he's like, I'm already on it.
Yep. Nice.
And
they know what they're doing. They were goal as a team.
When he got revived, I don't know how the revive thing works. When he got revived, though, I was like,
yeah, get up now. He's like, get up now. Oh my god, yeah.
I was like, it's move.
I know. Dude, this whole stage, when they opened that portal there and they walked in, like, this is a perfect battleground. It's so it's just a coliseum, cool. Essentially. It's
with like one tree in the middle with a grave. I was like, oh my god, I love it. So cool.
I love it so much. Yeah, I can't wait to see it. Like, it literally made me, it was like, oh man, another, all the episodes this week were like, oh my god, another week until I get to watch this again.
Yeah. I will say that.
This
that's
one
like,
especially.
I would say that, like, this one definitely had the biggest cliffhanger of them all. I would say, just roll back to Soul Loving. The reason I like Soul Loving so much is, like, it's one of those shows I, like, never wanted to end.
Yeah, exactly.
Long Time Fury, obviously the same, but, like, it has, like, there's just something about Soul Loving. I'm like, no, keep going.
Yeah, what are you doing? No, that's no credits. No credits. Some new credits.
And
no,
then won't even be, like, credits. A fight. And I'm like,
I know.
I'm like, no.
There's enough exposition. Give me more.
But, yeah, this
it's only supposed to have 12 episodes, too.
What?
Soul Loving's only going to have, like, 12 episodes, I think. I think I saw that somewhere. I know.
But anyways, Shangri-La Frontier, I can't wait for next week. And the mini was hilarious. Again.
No, I look most like you.
I'm on the jack, dude.
Yeah. I'm Tomo-san, or whatever her name is.
Toa-chan, or whatever.
The old lady one got me. The little girl one got me, too.
Well, it all cracked me up right at the start where she was like, are you a fan of hers, dude? She's like, and then she's like, because I am, too. I mean, I look better than you and more like her.
I think I'm closer to the original.
I was like, damn. Yeah.
And she just kills them all. Yeah, I was like, yeah.
No, please don't use my face. Yeah.
I was dying.
Yeah, she just PKs them all. I'm like, yep. Yeah. I'm like, wow, George.
In a town, too. She don't care. She got that skull.
But that was, yeah, Shangri-La Frontier, always great. Definitely the most underrated. It is getting more popular, though.
I know. I've noticed that. Yeah.
On Crunchyroll, it's like the most popular.
It's up there.
Yeah, because it's awesome.
Yeah, it's sweet.
The music is sure.
Oh, I was like, New opening, too. I gotta watch it. Which is badass. Yeah. It's a good opening.
What was there like a part? Oh, the part where the Shurikai. Ashurikai. Where the guilds are showing up, and the music was like, I'm like, man, this song is awesome. And I was like, oh, it's Shangri-La Frontier. No duh.
It's awesome. Yeah, it's all good music.
Yeah.
Oh,
and then to the third anime we're reviewing until, you know, Demon Slayer comes out, then we'll have a fourth one. So, best anime opening of the year so far, National Magic and Muscles.
Oh my God! Season two, technically.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's 100% season two.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. I didn't know. I didn't know. It was like they only had 12 episodes in the first one, so I never know they're doing a split season.
They might only have 12 episodes in this one.
They probably will. But anyways, season two, it rules. It's awesome.
Yep.
That opening's so good.
It's the best opening of the year so far.
It's the animation of him dancing just kills me every single time.
The animation is like perfect for the show, and the song is. Bing, bong, bing, bing. I mean, the whole thing's just great.
They literally nailed it. The internet is blowing up on it.
Honestly, like, because it's so, and you, like, this is very different, because I usually like the super, like, old school anime, like, you know, openings, like Demon Slayer.
It's very different,
and it's, like, that good that I'm, like, and it's so, because it's so different, I'm, like, this might be hard to beat.
Yeah, I know. Like, it's gonna be tough, man.
Because, like, even if it's, like, a traditional anime open, that might be sick.
Yeah.
But, like, this one's so, it's just.
It's good. It is good.
And it fits the show so well. Anyways, this episode was good. This episode was like, meh. They're setting up. There was a setup episode, which I actually like never hate these ones because like it's better than them just being all sudden like.
I mean, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so.
It was a total setup episode. We got to see the fight of Rain. Yeah. When he got to use his ultimate magic.
It wasn't a total setup episode, but it wasn't like, you know.
They are setting up a tournament, yes.
It was the slowest episode of the season.
Really? Have you?
Which episode do you think was slower?
The one before this.
What?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
All they did was they went to the Vine Visionaries. There was nothing really that happened.
And then they went home?
Yeah.
And all that funny stuff happened?
They have funny stuff happening in this one, too. That's true, actually. They played that game, which was hilarious.
Oh, my God. I forgot about the game. Eh, you're right. No, I guess it's just on pace with the rest of the episodes.
Yep.
Maybe it's just I just hate this weird dude.
He is weird. Or they is weird. Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe that's fucking freak.
Just like, yeah. I hate music magic so much. It's so stupid. Maybe this is why I'll never play a bard in D&D. Because I think it's dumb. Just like ding 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 bam. And then shoot off magic. His was better.
Whose?
The weirdos.
His was when he used the gravitational like sound mask.
Yeah, that was
and
cool.
And his sound of protection. That gate looked cool.
That did look sick. Yeah, that was cool.
They're actually using like the magical. When he had the notes, that looked stupid as
all. The notes were dumb. When he summoned the piano, I was like, "This, please don't let this be your stupid magic. I hate it already."
But it did appear
and
that
sort of is though, because then the kids like you blasted.
Yeah,
horn music.
Yeah, they did that. Yeah, because I was like, it appeared like that. Like his music is just sound based, but he doesn't need instruments to actually do it.
Yeah,
because it's all wand and stuff. And then you know, Rain's wand just turned into like a scepter or whatever. Yeah. We didn't really get to see it.
No, we saw like an instance of it. Yeah, and then it unleashed black lightning attack,
which like took up like
dark magic attack, black magician or dark magician, at the color.
And it left a huge hole in the earth, which, that's cool.
That's always the
I was glad to see that, because I would actually say, one of the reasons I was like, I wanted Nash to fight the music guy ahead of time, and I was glad he did, we found out Rain was a three-liner.
You can just achieve that.
I think he is one, but you can only go into that form, because that's what the master said, that he is a three-liner.
But he said he achieved a third line.
Oh, I don't remember him saying
that. I'm questioning the... It's episodes like this. I'm questioning the power scale structure in the show right now, because the way I interpreted what the master is saying is that you can grow your use of magic to achieve another line.
Oh.
And people are artificially getting lines. It seems to me like you can advance your amount of magic.
It's just weird because he must not always have the free line.
It's probably because the master
pointed out that he is.
He's achieved it. Yes.
Yeah. So it's like So he didn't know that was happening at the moment. So it's not like he said that while he was achieving
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
So I'm like, does it have to do that weird bubble up thing and explode every time?
That was weird. The bubble thing was weird. Yeah. It's like, it could have just drawn it. Like, it could just like magic onto his face. Like,
but I was glad just because I always like don't like his magic.
You don't like his sword magic?
No,
I think it's cool.
It's kind of it's not that cool.
I think it's cool. Oh, it's
swords. Cool once.
I mean, I think it's cool. I think
at first I was like, oh, this is cool, but when it's like their only attack, I'm like, you gotta have other, like, you're living in a magic world.
I mean, yes, they all should have different attacks, yeah. And he definitely does, yeah. But like, I don't know, Lance only uses gravitational magic, and it's kind of his whole shtick, like, it just makes it a little more intense.
Yeah, no, yeah.
And he didn't even use, he did mention it too, he does have that second level of magic. You know, second form, second.
No, I was like, I want to see him do more.
Yeah.
That's always thing. I'm like, I've already seen Gilgamesh do this way cooler in Fate, so you could do something else. Maybe change the swords, at least.
Yeah, I think it's cool. I like sword. I like this kind of magic. I think it's just shooting swords, basic, it's not bad. It works.
If he just shot swords, I would say the sound magic was cooler.
I disagree with that.
Because he actually did a bunch of different things.
He did magic, yeah, but I disagree with that. The sound magic was stupid.
He's just shooting swords!
Yeah, it's better than shooting cartoonish Mickey Mouse.
Which trapped him, notes. And then, like, the gravitational sound magic, then the sound protecting gate, like, that's all really cool.
Well, I don't think it was gravitational sound magic. I think he just blasted sound so
I know,
down.
But it's pretty much the same thing as, like, gravitation.
I guess, yeah.
I think they did the exact same animation.
I think they did. Yeah, you're right, yes.
And they tried to make it out like it was different, but yeah. I was like, it's pretty much
the
same. But all I know is Matt would destroy him.
Oh, 100%. 100%. He's going to in this tournament.
Oh,
this tournament's
going to be so cool.
This tournament's going to be sick. Once again, this is another episode where Finn. Yeah, that's his name. I always forget his name. I don't know why I can't remember his name. Where Finn was a champ. Because moment they got to that tournament, he was like, oh, this doesn't sound that bad. You know, he's got to go and get this guy. They had to go, go get the MacGuffin. I had to go get this MacGuffin. And then you also have to survive these gigantic, like, half satyr things that are, they like butcher people. And he was like, ah, I'm going to die. Monsters. Oh, Finn was just like, let's go. Man.
I honestly, like, I've said on the podcast that Dot's my favorite. Finn's my favorite.
Finn
is the glue of the group. He's the one that brings them all together. And I love they play the game and everybody's just absolutely ridiculous. And then Finn's just like, you returned 100 loons to the police. Good job. And he's like, oh, this is just completely normal.
Yeah, it was fine. Just good normal man stuff.
Yeah. And they've just done it so hard that they've leaned at him so hard this season.
Yeah, they have.
And I love it. What was the thing with, there was a moment with him and Lemon, wasn't there? When they just like were like so confused of like by how weird something was or something. There was just a moment where him and Lemon were just like, what?
I don't remember.
Well, I love that Matt just ran off to eat a big green puff.
I know. Now they can't see my giant green puff. I can't because he didn't want to share. Yeah. He didn't want to share. That was this whole thing. Good.
And then of course the biggest, I'm not gonna remember his name. His name, even though they're all really easily rememberable names, I'm not going to remember the bad guy's name with the glasses, circle glasses, the divine visionary.
Yeah.
His name is weird. It's like Olet or something like that. But when he shows up, Mash just takes his shirt off and gets jacked. And he just
starts making his muscles
talking to us. And he has names for
him. I know.
His muscles? And they're all over the place. They're all it's like Tom to the, like, Nisika. Like.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they're literally like completely just a blend of cultures. It's like, what the fuck? Okay, Mash. Alrighty.
Oh, man, this is going to be so fun.
I can't wait for this tournament. I think it's going to be a blast.
There's definitely we're going to be introduced to a bunch of magic users here because some are very detailed looking.
Yeah, some look like frogs.
Yeah.
Those two dorks.
Yeah.
It's like, meh.
Those guys, yeah.
I'm so excited.
I'm so, you know, also very excited is just to watch the opening again.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah, buddy.
It's so good. But thank you, Normal Nerd Nation, for listening and maybe even watching another podcast episode. Make sure you follow us on Twitter, Reddit, YouTube, and Instagram. Davis is always posting hilarious memes on there.
Also, like and subscribe while you're at it, and leave a rating if you have some time. It helps people find the show.